This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County Health in a press release has stated that financial projections show that without decisive action, CCH could be insolvent by 2026. The release stated that the pandemic had a great deal to do with the institution's situation and that CCH is not alone. Facilities across the country are having the same issues. Campbell County Health says in the coming days they will provide a more detailed statement of their plan of action. Campbell County's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate in February dropped slightly to 4.3%, which is the eighth highest rate in the state. As reported in the news record, the highest unemployment rates in February were found in Bighorn, Natrona, and Sweetwater counties at 5%, the lowest in Teton County at 2.5%, and Niobrara County at 2.7%. The state's unemployment rate fell to 3.7% in February. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Governor Gordon stopped in at the Campbell County Senior Center on Saturday to honor veterans and to welcome them home. The Day of Veterans Recognition was put into state law in 2011, with the day to be held on March 30th of every year, the day U.S. troops would have set foot in Wyoming after returning home from the Vietnam War. Discussions have begun among local officials, business owners, and real estate agents about building an industrial park on the north end of town. It was suggested that the park be built on 120 acres of county land north of Northern Drive. Campbell County now has among the highest gas prices in the state. Currently, the average price of gas in the county is $4.12. The cheapest gas in Wyoming was priced at $3.69 a gallon on Sunday, while the most expensive was $4.69, a difference of $1 a gallon. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.